Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, BPM, Shir number 131. That's Bais Pnimi, Shir for Men, Shir number 131. We're going to talk about the various needs that are involved in the physical, intimate, sexual relationship between a husband and a wife. The underlying needs that are behind just merely the physical aspects of it that makes it fulfilling and makes it lasting and makes it enduring. And for men and women, it varies of what the priorities are with this. Generally speaking, on the woman's side, one of the most important keys of her need in the physical sexual relationship is something which we're going to call here affirmation. Affirmation is both verbally and really meaning it. You connect in a very, very deep way through encouragement and through beautiful words. We'll talk about each one individually, but affirmation is telling her that she's beautiful, that she's special. Verbal approval, verbal warm words, kind words that speak from the heart, really sincerely meant and felt. And constantly giving your wife this encouragement and love that way. There's a connection also that's important, and non-sexual touch, which we'll talk about, that's important within the point to get to the physical intimacy. So therefore, you know, husbands, men need to understand if they want their wives to desire your relationship sexually and enjoy it, it needs to be a mutually satisfying sexual relationship. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. But with work, it takes work. This is the idea. People think just, you know, it happens, and it's supposed to be fun and pleasurable, and it's not really, not much thought is put into it other than trying to enjoy yourself, which, again, there's nothing wrong with enjoying it, but we have to take away the self-centeredness out of it and work hard towards it and get the point of connectivity there. So let's talk about affirmation first. Affirmation is the thank you. You did a good job. You're such a good mother. You're a wonderful wife to me. All of these things. This affirmation is essential to the successful marriage and a successful sexual relationship. Most women rate this, the affirmation, as a real strong point, as their number one need in the sexual relationship as well. When they're in the bedroom and when they're interacting, they need to hear these words of affirmation. It's building self-esteem building, giving her genuine compliments, actively listening to what she is saying, giving her an opportunity to slow down from her busy pace of life by helping her, by saying complimentary things about her, and encouraging her when she feels discouraged. It's pointing out the things that she does right, that she does good, overlooking failures, reminding her how much you appreciate what she does. It's important during sex as well, during the foreplay and afterwards, to hear how beautiful they are, how much they're satisfying to their husbands. Very often women feel insecure about their own body image, no matter how old or not old they are, no matter how fit or not they are. Unfortunately, in our society, there's always these comparison games, and we have to stop it. It's not, besides the Torah disallows those things, but just the common sense, basic menschlichkeit of even any Ben Noyach, any non-Jew, any normal, healthy human being is, and especially you believe in one God who arranged this for you, this is an opportunity to take this one neshama and build them up and connect with them, and a lot of healing could happen through the sexual relationship. So that's the affirmation need. Then there's something called the connection need. A connection need is simply to be there, to actually be there and connect deeply. So in one of these books that I'm reading regarding this, there's a idea, this is a secular couple, obviously. So when Julia, the wife, Ben, the husband, Julia had a rough day. She was working, people were laid off, and one of them was her friend, and a project that she finished was a delay, and her mother called with some bad news about someone's health. And she was completely stressed when she came home, and she was tired, and she was depressed. She pulls into the driveway. She sees her husband, Ben, and he's working on a old car in the garage. But she grabs her briefcase, gets out of her own car, and he calls, "Hi, sweetie, how are you?" And he wipes his greasy hands on a towel and walks towards her. And she goes, "Hi," you know, half-heartedly. He kisses her. "How was your day?" She says, "It's horrible." He says, "That's not good. I'm sorry to hear it. Let's talk about it over dinner." And he kisses her again, goes back to the garage. She walks into the house. She feels better already because she sees how much her husband Ben loves and appreciates her, and she realizes how much she loves and appreciates him. Every night it was that routine. He'd stop. He was going to, asked how he was doing, kissed her, "How was your day? Let's talk it over." And during the meal, they indeed talked it over. She shared the events of the course of the day. They did that together. And, you know, they would snuggle together on the couch and watch the news. And this caring and this connecting this way creates, ultimately, when they are physically, sexually together, that it's a much higher, stronger quality of connectivity and physical pleasure. Married people that are committed to be married and they act this way have better sex. This is a misconception to say that it's not that way. It's the other way around. If there's a lifelong commitment and a permanent commitment in the marriage, it ultimately will make the sexual relationship better. If you have the right hashkafas behind it. How do you achieve that better physical relationship? By binding yourself, equally committed to each other in connecting. So most women, again, view this as a top need pertaining to their sexual excitement as well. The key to a wife's sexual excitement and her responsiveness and her ability to initiate sex is connected strongly to her heart and to her emotions, to her emotional and spiritual connection that she has with her husband, and then the physical connection flows from there. When a husband emotionally connects with his wife, that's how he prepares her for physical intimacy. Women also need physical closeness, but for most women, not for all women, but for most women, it doesn't start there. They need the emotional closeness first. So in this couple, Julie and Ben, they have a great sex life. Why? Why? It's not a matter of techniques in the bedroom. There's nothing wrong in a kosher way to learn certain things to make that better, but that's not what it's about. That's not why they have a great sex life, because they know how to do certain things and try different things out. That's not the primary focus or reason. But the reason why their sex life is good is because Ben understands the importance of tending to his wife's needs. He stops what he's doing to greet her with a kiss. He asks about her day. He listens to her. Even when they're watching television or whatever it is, they physically get together on a couch and they hold hands, or they cuddle together as they're watching. She feels tired and stressed, and he takes the time to bond with her. He helps her unwind. And because he does all this, she is more available to meet his needs and her own sexual needs. This is a connection that is a 24/7 connection. Just because you give a compliment 10:30 doesn't mean you'll have sex 10:35. The idea is the overall connecting to the wife every day, every moment, both in the nida period and not in the nida period. And that's what it is. Many wives say this. Women basically say, "I connect with my husband when he checks in on me and just says, 'I love you, I'm thinking about you.' Or when he says, 'I'm going to daven together,' or 'I'm going to daven for you,' or that they connect by touching, non-sexually, doing activities together, even doing chores together, walking together. The non-verbal also of doing things together. Even if they're sitting on a couch, you know, Friday night, long Friday nights, they put a little cover above both of them if it's cold. He's looking into a sefer or an English book, and she's looking into a book or whatever it is, a Mishpacha magazine, it makes no difference. And they're both near each other. They're holding hands as they're reading. It's calming if they feel a connectivity. Taking long walks together, working out together, talking together. That is what it is. So this is the idea. Yes, the physical relationship is how the husbands draw their wives into the physical relationship. But women draw men into emotional relationship. They complete each other this way. For a woman, sex is not just one dimensional. It's a total body and a total person experience. It's good for her when a husband attends to who she is, not necessarily to the specific sexual aspect part of it. That falls into place ultimately. So we talked about affirmation, with building self-esteem, with kind, strong, supporting words. And we talked about connectivity like we just did right now. Another thing that's very, very important is non-sexual touch. Non-sexual touch. Not every kiss needs to be like a foreplay type of thing. It could be a light thing, a small hug, snuggling without necessarily leading to something else. That also is very, very important. So with wives, sometimes they get frustrated because it's at the end of the day, their laundry piles up, the kids were tough, and she needs to relax and whatever it is, and he runs in and tries to sexually initiate in the wrong time. She gets turned off by it. He has to use some seichel over there. You know, you do it in a very, even if it's physical touch, you do it in a very soft way, gentle, not overtly sexual right now, because that's not where her mode is right now. Now she needs to find a place where she could relax and remove the tension and help her get there. That is the idea. In other words, sometimes a husband feels hurt because it was an inappropriate time to move towards sex. You know, she sees it as an obstacle. She needs to finish her tasks. She's overwhelmed. She's not opposed to sex per se. She's not opposed to physical intimacy that will happen later, but she's not interested at the moment because she has a lot of things and a lot of things on her mind. So that's a very important thing to understand. You know, it's lahavdil in the sports world, right? If you're really into football, a husband, right? Explain it to him. It's the fourth down, 10 yards to go, and it's a tight game. And your wife's there right in front of the television screen. How would you feel? You'd feel blocked. You want to finish the game. It's only 5 minutes left to the game. And it's blocking you. This is the way she feels when you're overtly sexual in a time where she has a lot going on. So you have to really use your common sense with this. There's nothing wrong with even when you hug and kiss her during those times. It's this expression of adoration, no strings attached. I'm connecting with you. It's right now not a foreplay sexually for what's going to happen later. It doesn't lead to sex or sexual expression yet. Right now it's just simply a non-sexual touch of a loving affection kind. And you leave it at that. Later you get to that other points. When she's more relaxed, when the night day is over, when you help her out a lot, and then you get into that mode, and then you could start with that. That is why non-sexual touch or affection through physical touch is intimacy in and of itself. It's not a means to the end of to get you to the physical relationship. Sometimes it is, that is the end, and that's it. So that is the idea. It's confusing to women sometimes, to husbands, where their wives sometimes like touch me and then don't touch me, and they're confused about it. And a lot of times, again, there needs to be communication, and the wife has to explain why she right now does not want to be touched or want to be touched. And very often, she's just simply overwhelmed right now. I need to relax first. I need to do my things. And men often have difficulty differentiating between a sexual and non-sexual touch. Their minds are wired differently, so they assume every time they give a hug or a touch or a kiss, she's going to respond back sexually. And it's very important to realize, no, very often you need to do that, and she won't respond sexually. She'll just respond If you do it right, with a certain kind of affection, you'll get a small hug back, she'll feel encouraged, and then she'll continue doing whatever she needs to do, and you support her with it. And that leads ultimately to a better sexual relationship afterwards. But what you're doing now is not leading to sexual intercourse. It's not even the technical foreplay things. To a man, unfortunately, touch is touch is touch. He doesn't know how to differentiate, and it feels the same. But for the wife, it's very, very different. You need to understand the nuances between that. When the wife is ready for the sexual moving towards that, best her to communicate that with you. And sometimes when it's not. So that's very, very important. So that's very often if you have an experience where you're doing this and you're rubbing her neck and you're playing with her hair and you're massaging her and she feels great about it, and then you go a little more beyond and she freezes. It doesn't mean that she doesn't want physical sexual intimacy. What it means is right now, the way it is, this is what I need and I can't handle more right now. Of course, it's better to discuss it all so you understand where it's coming from and you know it's for a different time. And that's really very, very important. We'll let Hashem talk more about this Bez Hashem in the upcoming Shia. Bracha v'atzlacha.